doop doop.
Keeping it 100, so like telling it like it is.
There's
what you want in life, and then there's what other people expect of you, so you always have that pressure to do what they want. It's not what you want, by the way. Like, you are on a different level, but then there's always that, what will people say? And we like to tell ourselves it doesn't matter, but at the end of the day, it actually does.
It matters a lot, especially if the person telling you to do these things is your parent. The parents are always like, most of the time, they're not worried about what they think themselves. It's what other parents think about you.
Yeah. They don't even worry that you have so many piercings, tattoos. Like, they're okay with it.
Yeah, but usionekani huko nje.
I feel like they just use that as an outlet. Like, it's, you know how people project the insecurities using other people as a defense? That's what they usually do.
So recently, my mom told me on Valentine's Day, that day you will come home, yes, and I will take you somewhere. So when I told one of my friends this, he said, "Ati, your mom is so bright,
yeah,
that she just wanted you close to her Valentine's, so that you can't go and seen around."
Had you seen around, surely. Okay, societal pressure on Valentine's Day, people had seen. Like, what is that even?
Yeah.
Seen.
There's white people Valentine's Day and there's Kenyans specifically.
Okay, that aside, we already talked about Valentine's Day on a previous episode.
Yeah.
My biggest, the thing that really annoys me is about the societal pressure that comes about education. Okay, kwa kusoma, it's a problem. If you study too hard, you won't be employed. Like, they don't want someone who has a master's.
You're overqualified.
What is overqualified? Like, what is wrong with you people?
They can't manage to pay you.
Oh, did they also tell you that nowadays you're supposed to study to be self-employed?
So, there's this video that was going around. This chick was complaining that she has studied, she has a degree, and now she wanted to self-employ herself. Now she was told to pay 3,000, which she paid.
By who?
By, I don't know, these people who register companies or something. She paid.
Uh-huh.
But now, when she was almost completing the process of registering her company, she was told to add another 7,000. So she was complaining she doesn't have the 7,000. She doesn't have employment. Her parents are retired. She has a degree, and now people are saying degrees are useless.
What is the degree? What are you talking about?
Now people are saying that it's degrees 844. Are useless.
Like, it's just, it's a norm.
People also saying that you need, there are no jobs, you need to self-employ yourself. But the moment you start the process, it's also very hard. Now, what has Uhuru done for her?
I don't think the problem is the government per se.
It is the government.
The problem is us.
I will always blame the government.
And, wow, okay. Serikali.
Serikali. Okay, I don't want to say, I don't want to be those people who say Serikali's idea.
But we are those people. If I had a chance to go and do that, imagine I'd do it. The next thing you know, I'm in an advert. I'm making my money. I am successful. Who doesn't want that in their life?
But seriously.
No, the problem is us, the people, and society in general. How are you thinking as a person? I feel like when you create a job, you're not supposed to create a job for yourself only. Look for a business venture that employs a lot of people and don't let society pressure you at it's supposed to happen immediately. There's a series that I saw. It's called Awkwafina is Nora from Queens. It's weird, but I appreciated the fact that they showed that you could be 27, living in your parents' house, having nothing going
actually,
on for
that
you.
That girl was 20-something, living in her parents' house.
Oh, wow.
The one from the video. And people were saying, people were commenting in the video that this video is not going to go viral.
Because
why? People on Instagram want to post nice food.
At a nice food, damage.
Traveling. They want to post
#vacation.
#.
Don't trash my favorite.
The library.
Why are you trashing my favorite places?
I'm not trashing, I'm just saying.
No, let's say hashtag another place.
Why can't something that is affecting most people, why are people pretending that this is not affecting them?
How can it affect you when you're the problem? You know, that's what society thinks.
Who is the problem right now?
You're a problem for going to university. You know, there's this press that keeps going around, like, how can you be educated in university for 4 years and have nothing to show for it? I'm like, what? This is university. Half the time, I don't even know what I'm doing with my life. Like, what are you talking about?
You can't even remember.
What course were you taking? Like, what am I supposed to be doing?
I have a
this
friend
degree?
Who say that he is doing a degree for his parents.
True that.
He really doesn't want anything to do with it. He's been doing online jobs. He's been doing anything else just to bring money. But the degree is for the parents.
So they should just normalize. You know, I love the system in the US where not so many people go to university. Mm-hmm. Most people go to technical institutions.
Actually, they call it colleges.
Yes, yeah. It's technical institution where you learn practical things.
And I really wish that that's what, like, happened for us.
That's what is happening. People are gradually moving in that direction, but it's going to take time because everyone is expected automatically to job requirements have a bachelor's degree,
have experience. How am I supposed to have experience come out of Jania employ in the first place?
First of all, I will lie about this experience, like,
yeah worked at referee Wataya Wanjiku 07. Alafu referee wako napigiwa and then they don't
pick. Ana nini fuliza. Amatala and they don't pick up. Yo, we have serious people as your referees.
Mm-hmm.
But this, what you need to know is that you don't owe anyone a degree. You just need to get your life going, no matter how you're getting your life going. So don't feel
also,
the pressure.
What I'm here to vent about is why do people who have decided that they don't want to study anymore, that their degrees are not helping them, why do they always trash people doing their degrees?
I can't go to university.
I'm gonna waste time. What are you doing in school? There are no jobs out here. Blah, 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 and everything. As in, why are you being so negative?
You know, I feel like at every point in life, there are always those Debbie Downers. There are people who will just want to bring you down, despite what you're doing with your life. So
I am down already. I've been to campus. I have done the 4 years. I have missing marks. I have retakes.
What are you doing with your time?
I have been heartbroken.
You only had one
I have
job.
Been heartbroken.
No. You only had one job to be successful in your education. What do you mean?
The perfect body.
Ah, don't get me started.
Don't get me started. Roman. Jojota. Oh my God.
I'm sorry, Winnie the Pooh. We will have this conversation later. But all you need to know, like Meghan Trainor said, every part of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. You don't need, you know, just hit it.
Why
sometimes.
Are we starting from the bottom? We started from the bottom, now we hit.
What?
I know that face.
What? What?
Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
But yeah, you have this pressure, like when you wear this bodycon dress, you know, there's a certain way it's supposed to look. You see? I had the hips should be like this. Uh-huh.
What are hips? I'm sorry, I didn't speak that.
I mean, you should have a flat stomach.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You should. As in, they just, like, it's there. It's there.
Okay, wait, first of all, I have a question. This is a major. When do you know, like, it's okay? You know, I had this argument with someone a while back, and then they told me there's a difference between accepting your body and accepting when it's wrong. So we had this argument where there's a difference between fat people and people who are thick. And nowadays every girl wants to say that she's thick, but you're just fat. You need to. That's what my friend
Is
was
your heart
saying.
In trouble?
No. It could be. That's why
if
your head
is in trouble.
Then
you're fine.
Then you're good. So. And
I think there are people who naturally have big bodies, even when you see their family, everyone is big so in that way. So it's generic.
Just accept yourself. Like
accept
you with your,
yourself.
With your
this
eating
is how you are.
But then when
it's not an eating disorder.
No, I have a question. So there's this time that, what's her name? Oh my God. It's Lizzo. Okay, so I remember when Lizzo decided that she's going on a diet to, like, moderate her body weight, and people are so angry at her because for the longest time she used to represent people who are plus size and accepting your body and whatnot. And then when she decided to, like, keep fit, try and like channel and look at what she ate. People were so angry with her because they felt like she was betraying their community.
What's your take on it? Smaller?
It's not about getting smaller. It's about getting about healthy.
Being fit, yeah. As long as you're fit.
What does it mean to be fit? I do one sit up at the end, I'm fit. That's my definition of fit. What do you mean?
Definition of fit is that you will climb up flight of stairs and you won't breathe heavily.
What do you mean? It depends. That's the whole thing. There's no SI unit for fitness. So if we leave it up to individuals, everyone will think that they are fit and they are okay to move about.
Mm-hmm.
So with body goals, it's, I don't know, just look in the long run, is it good for your health? Will you live to be 1 billion? Because we're okay, not 1 billion, but you get my point. Will you live to be at a certain age without getting health problems? Yes, so don't worry. Ebu, shine with your tank. Winnie the Pooh is very trendy.
Shine with your juju tank.
It's a pouch.
It's funny because the people telling you to shine with the juju tank or to accept your body, have a perfect body.
What are you talking about? My grandmother is always at me the whole time because of my body. And then she's like, you know,
Lord, you have a nice body.
Please, I have been insecure about it for the longest time ever. I told you that primary school story.
yeah.
And then I went... You know what, people? Yeah, I'm still learning and it's a journey, but keep it 100 with yourself, know your weaknesses and your strengths, and then dress your body accordingly. What about,
there's this pressure of wanting to be an all-round person. You want to...
Physically.
Not physically.
Rolling with the flow.
Everything.
Going around in circles.
You want to be a good dancer, you want to be a good singer, you want to be a good writer, you want to be a good podcaster, you want to be...
Why?
A fashion designer, you want to be a stylist,
a lingerie model. Why do you want to do that? I was told that...
You want to fit in.
You can...
Go, just fit in.
If you want to be good, if you want to be mediocre, do nothing. If you want to be good... Try and focus on everything. But if you want to be great, look for your niche and really work at it. You can be good at everything. You can be a jack of all trades. That doesn't even work. What do you mean?
I don't want to be yoga.
Sabasi, what's your Spotify? Yeah, when are you launching your album? Since that's what you have decided.
Soon, my peeps.
But that's the thing. You can be good at everything. Know what you're good at. Even though people have not yet learned to embrace it, be good at it and know that not everyone won't appreciate what you do, by the way.
True.
You know, how many times I have to convince people to read books? They're always like, I never get past page 3. But that has never stopped me, by the way. Even when you make plans with people to read books and they don't read them.
But you
Paulo Coelho. Funny. Yes, I am talking to you.
Okay, so...
Yeah, moving on swiftly.
If you want, you'll just get your people who read books.
Yeah, you can start your own tribe. Writer.
Yeah, you will get it. You will get that.
Like, persevere, y'all. You know, my biggest fear is keeping it real, especially with something like relationships. Like, you know, it's different. Like, when do you know it's safe for me to tell you, like, I sleep with socks on? Without being
I sleep
judged.
With my socks on, by the way, you guys.
You're a weird person like I am. Like, we're not even supposed to be having this conversation.
But I was told that it's not healthy.
I don't sleep with my clothes on.
But you sleep with your socks on.
You see, okay, I know you judge like me. That.
No, I'm not judging.
Okay, no, this, okay, it's not about me. I'm asking for my friend. Like, my friend. I know
your socks are like clothes.
But keeps their socks on.
Yeah.
Like, when they're
even
sleeping.
During sex.
Exactly.
During sex, it's not, for
so
me,
so when do you
weird.
Know to keep your socks on? Like, yeah. Their part.
But just don't have.
When I say they had protection.
If it's not a quickie, if it's not a quickie, just don't be having your jacket on.
Why not? Your clothes. I'm cold.
What the fuck? You can't be having your clothes on and it's not a quickie. It's just like, I can't name to undo
this. I mean... Moving on swiftly.
Okay, there's this pressure... No. Yeah. In relationships. People who watch porn.
wait, I have a meme for it. Okay, no, I'm sorry. This is not the
people
place.
Who watch porn in relationships, there's this pressure that the sex has to be lit, like 100%.
Wait, where are you saying people who watch porn? Even okay. Normal people.
But people who watch porn, wanakuanga wameset is of
stereotype. Stereotype.
No, no, like, yeah, we have to come at the same time. I have to swallow. But no! I will get mad at you.
This is why. But you don't need to be comfortable with someone. Comfortable enough to talk about your insecurities and what you're feeling at the moment.
It's always about, after having sex, it's always about the person you are. As in, when waking up the next day.
Pillow talk
or,
is about
no,
naked.
It's always about the person you can walk around naked with.
What
you
about see, ambulances?
The people who have sex, but they don't want to get naked.
Together, like, yeah, burying like, yourself.
After that, I'll have to put on my clothes and then walk around. Yes, but it's always about the person.
You leave a sticky note.
It's always about the person who you want to walk around naked.
But does it always have to be like that? What if this person is not what you're expecting?
Aye, Sasa, see, you just do an FWB or...
Aye, you walk away. You run before they wake up. You know, you just assume that at life is that easy. Sometimes you make mistakes and it's okay. Walk away from your mistakes.
Societal pressures. Nimekumbuka kitu moja.
Nini?
Ben Psycho.
Okay, this is... Why are you going there?
Ben Psycho once said on his podcast that there's this time he moved out. He used to live in, I don't know, some other place. And the place looked really nice, like in pictures, whatever for Instagram. So, but he was having trouble paying the rent and the transport all the way to town. But people didn't know that. People knew that the pictures are great. So he had like a whole thing before he moved out because he thought that people were going to unfollow him because, you know, the pictures are not as good anymore.
Can I see? Oh, there's this meme that was there where a kitchen and a bathroom are all in the same place. Apparently, it's called a bitchin.
Wow. Bitchin.
Yeah. But that's the
Isn't
thing.
Isn't that a bed-sitter?
Okay, I don't relate.
Okay, venting.
No, but you see, that's the thing with societal pressure. You're expected to own a car at this age.
At 23.
You take an Uber everywhere. You
at
go to,
23. You're supposed to be traveling. You're supposed to be traveling the world. You're supposed to be going to Dubai.
Discovering
Mauritius,
restaurants.
Morocco, Miami. Okay, I know there are other places which start with other letters, but I make... Mexico. Mexico.
What? Croissant and croissant.
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 Okay.
Middle class, I'm a bourgeois.
Bourgeois.
It's bourgeois, middle class.
Hmm.
Bourgeois people, we don't know you.
Buenos dias.
Buenas noches.
Okay, we just, I don't know what you are doing, but...
But anyway, the moral of the story is don't let societal pressure make you buy a BMW when you could buy a Probox and farm with it.
You buy a BMW and where you're living, you have to...
Sema tu kwenye unaishi. Wakairo, wakairo.
Manze huko BMW tapitia wapishu wali. Hakuna barabara. Just buy a Probox for your convenience, not for pressure.
And, okay, why are we promoting marriage? You know, if someone tells me, like, asks me when I'm getting married one more time, I am going to snap.
One
like,
more, so you've been asked.
Yeah, what? Who told you want to get married? Like, it's not that fast.
It's not even a must.
It just turned 22. Like, what are you even talking about?
Marriage.
Like, I haven't even done my Euro trip.
Wow.
So you get it. The thing is, a society always has an opinion of what you should and shouldn't do. And is it right?
Even society has an opinion of how you should dress. I don't get this. Like, in the 80s, people used to, my shosho and everyone, most people used to dress in mini skirt. Like, the mini, mini.
Tiny ones.
And they were okay with that. But now...
Society wasn't perverted, though.
But now, if I decide to wear a mini skirt...
Yeah, your size.
People will be looking at me at, strinini, size yango, malisafi.
But why do people get offended with that? It's a compliment. It's just not in the way you wanted it to be. If that guy approached you and said, hey, I think you look beautiful, Would you accept that? But akikuita mali safi size yangu, you want to get mad.
I want to get mad because you're just catcalling.
What's the difference between you look beautiful?
Can't you just walk around?
Without being told something?
Just,
but what if someone tells you something?
Let me just walk to town.
You all are just hating on people who say mali safi and size yangu.
No, I don't hate on them. I just want them not to catcall me. If you call me mali safi ukiwa peke yako, it's fine. But you're calling me mali safi and mko, like, so many people. I can't even.
So it's like mali safi times
that.
10.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Noisemakers.
Actually, there's a podcast called Noisemaker, I think.
Anyway, people, you know what really pisses me off, especially when people, there are these traditional values. You know, there's where you come from, like your roots and whatever. There are these traditional values that you guys hold. And then you come into life, like you come into society, like we're just living our lives. And then you want to pressurize me with those values. A woman is not supposed to be drinking.
A woman is supposed to be doing the dishes.
But I'm sorry, a woman here. You know, that's a thing.
So, like, recently I have been telling my mom, I have been just provoking her. I think, yeah, I'll use the word provoking her into certain conversations that I have points.
Do you though?
Like, yeah, you see, mom, you just can't tell me. Both of us, tumetoka job, me and my husband, we are late, we're from work. Why should I get to work, get to the house,
a good wife,
put my handbag there, and then walk straight to the kitchen and start preparing
a good wife?
Because I am as tired as you are. Why do you go and lie on the bed on your phone watching?
Then
watching,
why did you get married? Why did you get
married? So I got married so that I can be cooking for my husband.
Your marriage is about, you know, I get pissed off every time. I had this conversation with someone and
I'm so mad.
And I almost so willing to get married because some of these expectations that people have about marriage, it's like slavery, bondage. As in, like, just sell me. Roger is already dowry. But first of all, is dowry a must?
You should make sure my shirts are
ironed.
Who the fuck is ironing my shirts?
Whatever it is, your brother.
Okay,
but this is the thing.
Like toxic for me.
We sound like toxic people, but no, we are not. There's a conversation going around Twitter right now where David, is it Ndi, I guess?
Yeah!
About masculinity. And that's
and
a whole
David
conversation.
David Ndi had said that women shouldn't be watched by this toxic masculinity.
You old people. Like, some of the expectations you have for us. Like, I'd just rather, like, live alone and, I don't know, be a bitter feminist. Could look at some of these things.
And have 7 cats.
Yeah, slavery, feminism.
Traveling the world. Rich auntie.
Yeah, I know. Bohemian vibes. That's cool auntie.
Catching plane tickets.
Okay.
Chasing paper.
By the way, let me ask you, do you like curvy women amidst peer pressure? Like, let us be sincere.
I saw a tweet that said, curvy women tunawapenda kwa internet, but
kwa
deep
ground.
Down, kwa ground, tunataka this.
Yeah, let us light fires together.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm sorry. But also politics. Why do you mean? I had already answered this question.
Answer again on the podcast. So that everyone who is your type.
I plead the fifth. I love you all. The way you are. You're beautifully and wonderfully created.
Everyone is.
But there are some more like extra special. Like Mungu aliomba happy hour. Like after a few cocktails.
Yeah.
He was in the fields. Anyway, but there's also this other thing, like peer pressure, yeah, political issues. We don't take the time to really dissect things. We just want to get into them and speak our minds. And also, I don't know, just we want to say things without learning the facts. Like, whatever political party you support, whatever
reject BBI.
Please. Have you read that? Have you read it?
But my lawyer friends have.
Your lawyer friends are really struggling with their classwork.
No, they are lawyers.
Okay, there are people who have read it, but have you read it for yourself? Does it represent what you want
I've
as an individual?
I've been following this YouTube channel. It's by Silantoy Susan or Silantoy S.
Uh-huh.
And she's been talking, she talked about BBI.
She dissects it.
Yeah, from the beginning. You know, you just say, BBI is not all bad. It's not all bad, but it's how they're forcing it onto
us. I love the memes. That's what I'm here for. That's how I've educated myself, by the way.
You just can't. You just can't say there's no money to do this and this and this, but there is money for a referendum.
Oh, how comedians come? And how... Did you see this video by Njugush?
Mm.
Where he was like giving politicians toy cars. Okay, never mind. Moving on, the whole thing is that you need to be informed. Information is power, which is why we did our courses. Okay, it's not for the money. I swear we did it because we love information. Mm. Wink, wink. But the thing is that when you have information, you can make your decisions wisely. You can know what you can and cannot do.
And there are various ways of getting that information.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hack into the government.
Wow.
Yeah, it's true.
Classic.
It's not classic. As in, that's for smart people. Okay, for common mananchi.
Just read the newspaper.
Yo, it's lies. It's... You know, that's the thing.
Okay. It's biased.
We were having this conversation with a friend of mine, and he told me at their house, they don't even watch the news.
Hmm.
And I was like, that's so closed-minded. Like, how do you even know what's going on? And then they told me there's no need to watch the news when it has been doctored and it has been presented in a form that you want to accept it. But anyway,
keeping it 100, by the way, is being also knowing where you really come from.
Where you come from, what does it matter?
It matters because my dad used to tell me, Ati, this is funny because he used to tell me, when you go to campus and you start wearing tailor shorts and, I don't know, crop tops, just remember where you come from. And I was thinking, I know where I come from, and what would people from my place think when they saw me dressed
does
like this
matter?
Right now.
Wait, no. That's the thing. That's societal pressure. Does it matter?
That's why I'm saying it's societal pressure.
Ugh, please.
You should be able to dress the way you want to.
Imagine that dress won't stop a well from being built in Makueni. So, it would just live your life.
It will make my parents watolewe kwa chama.
Mama ko hata ongelesha wiki mzima. She doesn't know how to raise daughters.
Walienda campus.
Ulimuona kutoka
huyo ni kama hata kona sponsor.
Like, you can just live your life. People, live your life. And just
live your life. Do what makes you happy.
Do what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever's what is all said. But I love
that's what they said.
That's their intro song, right?
Yeah, for the album. Midnight Train.
Yeah. I love that intro song. Like, just do what makes you happy. Society will talk. Then
people, okay, there's this Rihanna says for, I don't know, it's this song Cheers or Drink to That.
Cheers to the freaking weekend.
Yeah, Drink to That. She says, if you do good, if you do bad, people will still talk. So just do you, be yourself.
And like, just do whatever you feel like. At the end of the day, people will always have opinions.
They will always have opinions, even when you wear your top with a cleavage or not, they will be like, ay, itopia kina kaje, ukivana cleavage, but it's like, ay, so much.
Boobs.
Yeah, as in the lulus have something to say. So just live your life.
I have a theory in life, and this is what I live by. If you feel it in your heart, and you know it in your head, you say it with your chest. Because that's the thing.
Do you say things with your chest?
Aye. What chest?
Wow, that means literally and figuratively. And
Mbonuna explain, Mbonuna explain.
Because it's funny.
Because to me, societal pressure is just a force. It's indirect. You know these rules where in high school you used to be told, you need to manage yourself.
There's the pressure to be perfect.
We don't do that here. What is perfect?
One thing I posted on my WhatsApp, it was a status, it said, I'm a cry baby, and it was about crying and everything. So chick, a friend of yours, texted me.
At a friend of mine.
Yeah.
It's not a friend of ours.
Okay, our friend.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Whoever you are, you have been disowned.
I've not disowned you. I love you so much. And she was like, do you cry really? You look so
tough.
Controlled, like your situations are always in control. And I'm like, wow, you have not seen me at my worst.
But is it...
I cry all the time. So there's that pressure to be perfect, to be strong, independent, to have money, to have the perfect skin, to have the perfect body, to have the perfect fashion style or whatever that is. To be... It's just too much. You just can't be perfect. No one is.
But that's the thing. Society wants you to do all that. But what you really need to know that you don't need to care. Yeah. Actually, when there's this thing where people say, we don't do that here. I am guilty of that. And like, what watasema?
What watasema?
You don't need to consider all that. At the end of the day, life is short. And are you happy with yourself?
Mm.
That's what really matters.
That's what really matters.
Like, that's your whole point in life. Be happy with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, and don't feel guilty for being happy. You know, nowadays when you're going to an exam room, umesoma, apana. No matter how well prepared you are, you will always say you have not read.
Mm.
Because you want to belong to those people who have not read. Want to
fit in.
Yo, Miss Jasoma, apana. Like, you know how Pushali say, like, no kogeria mani.
No kogeria.
Like, we're just whatever trying. It just means, like, you're just trying in life. Like, it doesn't matter if you have, like, billions of assets.
Mm.
It doesn't matter. You're, like, you're just trying in life. You're not allowed to be happy.
Mm.
Right now, in this moment, I'm giving you permission to be happy with yourself.
What about just be academic happy. Pressure?
Girl, we can't all be geniuses.
Or you want me to have, like, even as parents, you should accept that your kids are all going, they're not always going to be.
We can't all be top 10, quote unquote, number 1, 2, 3.
Nilikuwa nakuja number 1.
Scam.
You just can't expect your kids to be good at football, good at music, good at drawing, and also good in class. Oh my God. Something has to your balance kid- the shit.
Just know your kid could be a noisemaker. They'll be a good radio presenter.
Yeah, maybe they're just a kid.
They're just a kid.
Just don't force
you don't
too much on them. And you start punishing them.
It's not a trophy. I have to be a protege. I have to be something so fancy.
Not every success is from class.
Yeah, true. Ingine any connections, by the way.
In Kenya.
That's what you need. It's a basic need, by the way, for you to succeed.
I was talking to my friend,
mm-hmm.
and then he was telling me that these KFC jobs and chicken and everything,
they exist.
Tungekuwa maju. Those are the jobs for students and people who are in school. But right now, it's for people who are...
Need to pay rent.
Who have done hospitality.
But it's okay, though. I mean, you have to do what you have learned, and the end justifies the means.
So the conclusion for this episode is...
Do what makes you happy.
And do you.
Yeah, people are going to talk anyway.
People are going to talk. Learn from your own mistakes.
What do you mean?
But don't bright people learn from mistakes of others.
We're not bright and we have accepted it.
So you can text us on...
Instagram especially.
At the Unsolicited Opinion Podcast. Send us voice notes.
They're very much appreciated.
We will play them here and... Yeah, that's the end of this episode.
Bye.
For now. Doop, 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 doop. Doop, 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 doop. Bye, guys.